Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as the days tick down to May 9th. What is May 9th? Well, it's Victory Day over in Russia, where they celebrate the victory of the Stalinist forces over Hitler's forces in World War II. But it's also the day when finally you talk about two people getting together, two sides getting together. Finally, the President of the United States is going to sit down together with leaders of the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. Yes, Mitch McConnell will be there. He will be representing the Republicans in the Senate. Chuck Schumer will be there on the Senate side. The Speaker of the House, who is the real leader of the Republicans in Congress right now because he commands a majority in the House, slender majority, but still. Kevin McCarthy will be there and Hakeem Jeffries, and they will be talking about trying to do something that needs to be done, and it needs to be done by June 1st, really, before there is very serious damage to our economy. If you watch the markets, you can feel the shadow of this potential default and the idea that they have moved so slowly in terms of actually trying to raise this debt ceiling and make some kind of agreement. I mean, this is important, and it is one of those things that ought to be bipartisan. There is a terrific piece today, which we will get to, by Daniel Henninger about how the Democrats have become the party of no. In other words, when Kevin McCarthy actually lays out a plan for doing something to try to reduce spending, to try to reduce the national debt, to try to reduce the additions to the national debt, the levels of the deficit, which have gone up so much higher under the Biden administration, then basically the Democratic approach is not, well, let's work on it. The approach has been no. And that's why there was a White House press conference today with the Biden budget director, whose name is Shalanda Young. And the budget director was asked very directly, is there a serious intention here by Joe Biden to actually get an agreement, and an agreement that would include some limits, at least, on spending? And here was how the budget director responded to the question. This is clip 15.
President, we've heard him say it a couple of times now. He said it on April 19th when he went to Accokeek, Maryland. He said that the House Speaker talks about limiting spending. All for that, man. Let's limit spending. That's the President's quote. What does he mean when he says that? Is he serious about limiting spending, or is he mocking the House Speaker? Is he suggesting that there might be some cuts he would be amenable to? What does he mean when he says
that? So I don't know the context of how the President answers this. What I will say is I've talked to the President a lot about spending priorities. This President's made clear. You heard my topper. There is spending we like not to talk about.
Okay, there is spending we like not to talk about. But the question is he serious about trying to limit spending at all and to reach agreement and to raise the debt ceiling so that we can at least get back to a more constructive approach to governance? Shalanda Young, the budget director, teamed together with NBC's Kristen Welker to argue that the problem here has basically been that House Republicans have not been willing to cave in and to give in to the demand by President Biden and other Democrats for a so-called clean budget debt increase, as if trying to attach to that what's happened the last three times they've had this kind of negotiation, is trying to attach to that some reductions in spending is some kind of a crime or unthinkable. Listen, this is clip 16.
About Avril Haines, she told a Senate panel today that it's almost certainly China and Russia would use a default to demonstrate chaos in the United States. Do you agree with that assessment? And how broad would this disaster be? Would it be for the U.S. to...
I have the utmost respect for the DNI, and I couldn't agree with her more. This just gives to our global competitor. They love this. They love to see chaos in the American system. They love to see that we can't do our basic jobs. It's no less than a test of what works in this world. Does democracy still work? Or does the Chinese way work? In things like this, we have to step up to the plate and do what's right for the American people, because it's no less than what the DNI has laid out.
DNI stands for Director of National Intelligence. And look, they're right about this. Of course China and Russia and Iran and North Korea and countries that hate America would love to see a default, because a default would damage the U.S. economy very badly. And they do believe, despite the fact that to some extent these economies are dependent on one another, the Chinese believe that they offer the way of the future, and that the authoritarian, non-democratic government that they have to offer works better than this messy experiment we have in a three-part government division. By the way, there's more on the fact that most young people are not learning civics and not learning about the history of our government, how the Constitution is supposed to work. But the need to actually negotiate some kind of agreement and to go forward and to move on this decisively is very, very profound. And I don't think that the comments by Ted Cruz in advance of the negotiations, the first negotiations that they're going to have where they actually could talk about some kind of deal, I'm not sure that his comment, his take on this is the kind of approach that is actually going to make a deal more likely. Why? Well, because of the way that he refers to Joe Biden. Listen, this is clip two.
Stood strong and said we will not raise the debt ceiling without serious fiscal reform. What happened? Then Vice President Joe Biden came and negotiated a deal called the Budget Control Act. Vice President Biden sat down with House Republicans and reached a meaningful compromise. President Joe Biden needs to do the same thing, and I'll say, sadly, the reason he hasn't so far, I believe, is because his mental faculties are too diminished right now.
Okay, his mental faculties are too diminished right now? Is he, I think they're going to get better? Or does he think that there will be no deal until Biden is driven from the White House? Do you think it would be better to be negotiating with Kamala Harris? Maybe?
I have complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental.
Look, the idea that Biden does not have the mental faculties to negotiate a budgetary deal when he has all his aides with him in the room, I mean, come on. There does need to be a more effective determination to work together. Otherwise, you have some of the disasters that you saw with the Washington legislature recently. We'll be talking to a member of that legislature, a conservative Republican, with the Washington Policy Center on what was the highs, what were the lows, was anything positive accomplished. And we'll also be taking a look at the Democrats becoming the party of no. And then why say no to the importance of learning civics and constitutionalism? We will get to that as well coming up on the MedVed Show.
We will work together and continue to work together
on the Michael MedVed Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show. I like to keep up with the Wonderland column, which comes out every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. It's with Daniel Henninger. And he writes about a transformation that is changing and may have changed for the worse American politics. He writes, no single notion has served the Democratic Party better than that the Republicans are a party of extremism. It dates at least to the 1950s. The details or truth of these charges hardly matter anymore. It's sufficient at all times to typecast Republicans as the far right, the extreme right, paranoid and currently MAGA Republicans. Joe Biden must mumble MAGA Republicans in his sleep. It looks as if this script is starting to get flipped, writes Daniel Henninger. Democrats, all of a sudden, are turning into the party of dug-in extremes, while Republicans are talking compromise and increasingly even reconciliation with their political opponents. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's successful effort, he writes, to pass a debt ceiling bill has to be the most unexpected and shocking event of the season. Nobody expected the motley crew that opposed Mr. McCarthy's speakership to display unity on anything serious, such as raising the debt ceiling. But they did. During the Obama years, writes Henninger, the Republicans were called the party of no. Suddenly, with the debt ceiling looming and House Republicans putting an actual plan on the table, Democrats have become the party of no. Someone must have noticed this reflexive obstruction wasn't a good look, because on Monday, finally, Mr. Biden said he would meet with all four congressional leaders, though not until next week. He must be busy. And basically then he talks about the voices from the campaign, and particularly that very welcome voice of Tim Scott. The Democrats' obstructionism, he says, is tied to their view of how the American system should work, which is to say with no deviation standards for behavior, belief, and policy set nationally by Congress, the executive branch, or the Supreme Court. This opposition to any decentralization of authority ensures relentless political street fighting. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who may get into the Republican presidential primary race soon, he will. He's been pretty clear on that. Took up some of the country's intense cultural divisions over race and gender with a speech in Iowa recently. What struck me about Mr. Scott's speech, writes Daniel Henninger, was that he managed to promote reconciliation and optimism without diluting his core principles. And this is extremely well written. Listen to this. This is a quote from Tim Scott. I see a future where common sense has rebuilt common ground. Isn't that a good line? I think it's a terrific line. That's what Mr. Scott said. Where we have created real unity, not by compromising away our conservatism, but by winning converts to our conservatism. Where are the Democrats, Tim Scott's and Nikki Haley's, he asks. At any opportunity, their most prominent leaders, Mr. Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Mr. Schumer, dump ridicule and mockery on the opposition. It's looking a lot like a substitute for substance or arguments. Democrats themselves would say the most prominent Republicans today, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, are themselves reflexively belligerent and uncompromising. Fair enough. My point, says Henninger, is one of simple political observation. The Democrats' unto eternity strategy of positioning Republicans as a party of extremes and obstruction sounds shopworn. Democrats seem to think yes means just shipping cash into a grateful country. It looks like the post-pandemic electorate wants this country improved with something more than just money. And maybe that something has to do with actually reaching agreement where it's possible. Because that's the way that America is supposed to work. There is more on something we spoke about yesterday, which is this new national assessment of learning, which shows that we're in trouble in terms of teaching our kids about how our government's supposed to work. National test scores released yesterday showed a marked drop in students' knowledge of U.S. history and a modest decline in civics, a sign of the pandemic's alarming reach, damaging student performance in nearly every academic area. The pandemic plunge in U.S. history accelerated a downward trend that began nearly a decade ago, hitting this recent low at a time when the subject itself has become increasingly politically divisive. A growing number of students are falling below even the basic standards set out in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, a rigorous national exam administered for the Department of Education. About 40% of eighth graders scored below basic in U.S. history last year, compared with 34% in 2018 and 29% in 2014. And what kind of questions can't people answer? Give you an example. They ask this. This is a typical question on the test that they asked. Which of the following is a right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights to the U.S. Constitution? They have four choices. A right to a public education, a right to health care, a right to trial by jury, or a right to vote. Now, which one could it be? No right to marijuana. It's a right guaranteed in the Constitution to have a trial by jury. Or they ask this, which of the following changes took place in southern states immediately after the Civil War? Access to education became more available to African American people. Most African Americans quickly switched from agricultural work to employment in manufacturing. African American women were given the right to vote. Or state governments were legally required to have African American people in legislative and executive offices. No, of course, its access to education became more available to African American people. Learning the basics about how our government works, we'll find out how our government in Olympia, state capital of Washington, has been working or not, with a Washington Policy Center update coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The suspected shooter in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta is facing five charges. 24-year-old Deion Patterson charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. A church in Troy, New York is coming under fire for raffling off an AR-15-style weapon. Senator Kristen Gillibrand was asked about it in an unrelated press conference.
I don't think they should be publicly available to civilians. It is a military-style weapon designed to kill large numbers of people very quickly.
Grace Baptist Church says it has done it before at its annual revival meeting, noting the raffle winner can choose between a flamethrower or an AR-15 rifle. Disney Plus is using Star Wars Day to confirm a second Simpson Star Wars short film. Maggie Simpson in Rogue Not Quite One is available for streaming. May the Force be with you. Dave Collins, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome to our program for the very first time the brand new director of the Center for Government Reform at Washington Policy Center. You can find out, by the way, all about Washington Policy Center. Go to the green banner, by the way, at our website at michaelmedved.com. Chris Corey is also a member of the state legislature. He represents the Yakima area. He is a Republican and the new director of the government Center for Government Reform at WPC. And he certainly has some feelings and insights about the legislative session that just finished up, but actually it didn't finish up, did it? Because you guys are coming back for a special session, aren't you?
That's right. So the legislature will be convening again starting on May 16th to hopefully finally get the right fix on the Blake decision, the Supreme Court case that legalized drugs in the state of Washington.
Right. Washington is not going to be long-term the only state in the union with no laws regulating drugs.
No. And what we have seen is the Washington State Legislature, you know, and their failure to come up with a comprehensive solution. Cities and counties across the state working, you know, moving into overtime to pass their own ordinances. So I think the state would like to see a uniform policy when it comes to that, but there was some serious disagreements between the parties on what that looked like on a state level. So hence why the failure to get something done and the need to get back and hopefully come up with something a little more balanced for the state of Washington.
The state operating budget, it's the largest operating budget in state history. It's $69,767,010. As you said, the $10 was particularly important, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I should note it's $69 billion. I think I'm missing some zeros in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, that would be because otherwise you'd be less than the deal between Dominion Software and Fox News. So if you're talking about $69 billion, why are we spending so much more?
So it is, you know, the state has seen a windfall of revenue in the last 10 years, the growth of, you know, additional growth in the tech sector and just the general good economy that is in Washington State. We've gotten more money in. And so instead of focusing on tax relief for the average Washingtonian, the state just continues to spend more and more money, whether it's creating new programs, expanding existing programs, but really moving away from its core functions to just kind of having a whole host of things that in the event of an impending recession or other economic downturn will have real negative ramifications to operating budgets in the future. And unfortunately, you know, we're Washington State, sadly, is one of the only states that has not provided any tax relief to its citizens in the last few years.
Do you think that's associated with the strong dominance by Democrats of both houses of the legislature right now?
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. Unfortunately, there's other blue states that have done tax relief, but really it comes down to the core operating philosophy of the government. Is the government there to provide a certain set of core operations and then leave the rest up to locals and individuals? Our state legislature seems to think that it is their job to take in all this money and then re-divvy it out, whether it's in expanded, schooling, expanded daycare and early learning. Again, that comes at a cost, though, when you look at Washingtonians' paychecks that are getting smaller and smaller and their savings accounts are shrinking while the state's budget keeps growing. I think that's a real problem for the state.
Representative Corey, I know that a byword for your work at the Center for Government Reform is transparency. What does transparency mean for the taxpayers of the state of Washington when it comes to all of the new taxes that they have enacted?
So it's funny you mention that, and what we say is by transparency we mean that the average Washingtonian can look in and see how much they're paying on a state and local level and what that money is going towards. We are very blessed that in the budget we were able to carve some money out to create a tax transparency website under the Department of Revenue, so that the average citizen could go in and with a few clicks see what they're being taxed on and where they're spending money. It's very good government. It's very open government. You know, one of the things that you've heard this year from some of the budget writers is, well, we haven't raised any taxes this year. And while on the face that may be correct, what people aren't realizing is that their payroll is about to go down again when the long-term care tax goes into effect here in July. And the other hidden taxes that they're not seeing is, they're feeling it. They may not be seeing it directly. But the prices that are spiking at the pumps across Washington State are all a direct result of prior session legislation like the Climate Commitment Act.
And the Climate Commitment Act, where will we feel it aside from at the gas pump?
Well, you're going to see it everywhere because when it comes to getting your goods and services, oftentimes they're brought in by a truck, and there's various forms of equipment and machinery used in the process. So you're going to see it in food. You'll see it in your clothing, your other goods and services. It just, everything gets more expensive the more you add to that fuel price. And we will certainly be feeling that across the board. You know, one of the most frustrating parts, I think, for the ag industry here in Washington State was when that Climate Commitment Act was rolled out, they were supposed to exempt fuels related to agriculture as part of that negotiation. And unfortunately, the Department of Ecology did not properly write rules in time, So now farmers across the state are being forced to pay that increased tax load, even though they're not supposed to. So again, net result, it goes down to the end user, the consumer.
What grade would you give this session of Congress and Governor Inslee? Not of Congress, of the legislature.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. I would give it a D in terms of the fiscal and tax implications, because they didn't provide any meaningful tax relief, and I think that was a huge priority for the Washington Policy Center, as well as for, frankly, the average citizen in Washington State. You know, they did not raise new taxes per se, but there was a lot proposed. So whenever you see those proposals, we're going to watch them, we're going to monitor them, we're going to make sure people know what the legislature is trying to do.
I appreciate your work so much, and welcome to your new position as the director for the Center for Government Reform at Washington Policy Center. Great pleasure to be speaking to Representative Chris Corey, who continues his crucial work with the legislature, which, who knows, someday may swing again in a more moderate, maybe even more conservative direction. Speaking of moving in a more conservative direction, what is going on with this policy issue that seems to be taking over in many states? Issues about parental knowledge of what's being done with children at school regarding gender issues. Why does that become a big issue when it's so few children, really? We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVET and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There's some commentary about the sacredness of the day. It is Star Wars Day. The idea that it's Star Wars Day, it's when fans think about the Star Wars series, especially on May 4th. The unofficial Star Wars holiday known as Star Wars Day. And there's a commentary that says that there's so many things that come to mind when fans think about it. The giant yellow letters popping out from deep space, desert planets, huge spaceships, great music by John Williams, angry machine man fathers, and annoying farm boys. Do or do not, there is no try. Yet, for a select few, Star Wars Day is nothing but a black hole in pop culture. And this is from a Washington Post piece. For Star Wars Day, we made people who have never watched explain themselves. I think it's a war between some sort of government and rebels, said one abstainer on May the 4th. Isn't it extraordinary that there are people who have never seen any of the Star Wars series in the country? Again, it is part of the culture that binds us together. Also, part of the culture that binds us together is wanting the best for our kids in school. And basically, wanting to feel that the school is an extension of the home. We pay for it. That's the whole idea of public school, isn't it? That you pay a great deal of your money in state and local taxes goes into education. Even some of your federal taxes goes into education. And that's why when there are school districts that begin to behave in a way where they set themselves up in opposition to parents, that we have to take the kids further away from their parents. We have to protect the children from their parents. That's not the job of education in this country. And there's a story in the Wall Street Journal by John McCormick about the Iowa caucuses and why there's a surprise issue in the Iowa caucuses already. They're not coming for another several months. They're on the way. And they write in the journal that the Linmar Community School District became a rallying point for conservatives last year after the school board approved rules giving students in grade 7 or higher the ability to request a gender support plan that called for teachers and peers to address them by a new name and with new pronouns without parental notification. It also allowed students to use locker rooms and bathrooms corresponding to their preferred gender identity, regardless of biology. The school district said at the time that it was simply making official practices it had been informally following for years to avoid discrimination complaints. A recently passed state law repealed at least portions of that policy, including the use of bathrooms. What we saw was a major uprising from parents who said, don't enact this policy, and they did it anyway, said U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson, a Republican who represents the area and has two sons enrolled in the district. This is an issue that every candidate should be talking about because Iowans want to know where they stand. Iowans want to know what is happening to our children. And Senator Tim Scott, Republican South Carolina, expected to formally announce his presidential bid May 22nd, met with parents and children during a recent visit here and said that in a subsequent interview that parents had been pushed out of too many school decisions. The conservative party should be the party of parents, he said. Former Vice President Mike Pence focused on Lynn Maher during a recent visit to nearby Cedar Rapids, criticizing what he called radical gender ideology in public schools and remarks to conservative activists at a pizza parlor. A Lynn Maher school board election in November, with 4 of 7 seats up for election, will likely give 2024 candidates added opportunities to weigh in just ahead of the first GOP presidential primary nomination balloting in January or February. The new transgender laws have drawn criticism from some Democrats who say youth are at heightened risk of depression and even suicide if they aren't allowed to be accepted as having a different gender identity than the one at their birth or the one that their parents confer on them. The school needs to be a safe place for kids who don't have that safe place at home, said Carol Larson, a 47-year-old Democrat and executive assistant who has two children in the Lynn Maher School District. A Wall Street Journal poll conducted nationwide April 17th showed 65% of voters, including 90% of likely GOP primary voters, favor requiring schools to notify parents if their child uses a different name or gender identification at school. Isn't that just basic common sense and respect for the role of parents? I just couldn't trust that they had my kid's best interest at heart, said Geraldine Jones, a 31-year-old mother who pulled her two young children from district schools last fall and started homeschooling them. Ms. Jones, who opposes the school district's policy change and is the county chair of a group called Moms for Liberty, plans to send her children to a private school next year. See, this basically should make clear, this is not Republicans stirring up an issue. Who would even think of such a thing, that you would begin treating a little girl like a little boy, or a little boy like a little girl? You would begin that without notifying the parents that you were doing it? Without consulting the parents who have given everything to those children? That's why this is not really an issue of sympathy for transgendered people. The issue is sympathy and support for the role of parent, which Republicans and conservatives clearly ought to support. Role of parent, also role of religion in American life. There's been a shockingly successful film. It's really made a tremendous amount of money, and no one expected it. But is it a film worth watching? It's a film that's historically responsible and fascinating and well-acted, starring Kelsey Grammer. It's called Jesus Revolution. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute. Supporters called it a spiritual awakening, but skeptics derided them as Jesus freaks. Now there's a new movie starring Kelsey Grammer about a true story from the 70s about turning California hippies into believers. It's called Jesus Revolution.
You're a pastor.
Yes, currently.
I know we must seem pretty strange, but if you look a little deeper, you'll see a bunch of kids that are searching for all the right things, just in all the wrong places.
But those searching kids do give birth to the Calvary Chapel movement, which has become a powerful Christian force around the world. The acting here is consistently strong, especially by Jonathan Rumi. Yes, there are some heroes here, but no halos, as the true life characters live through problems and flaws. Rated PG-13 with adult themes, 3 stars for the intriguing, occasionally inspiring Jesus Revolution. And next time on the show, it's sure to be one of the biggest movies of the year. It's a very long movie. It's 2.5 hours long. And it is called Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. And it's a spectacular build-up to the film. Its predecessors did very well. Is it worth seeing? We will review it tomorrow on the MedVed Show. We'll also take a look at a challenging piece from the Washington Post that says small dollar donors don't save democracy. They actually make it worse. How? Why? And what about some of the slimy way that both sides have been trying to raise money in this election cycle? We will be talking about that. We'll also be speaking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And yes, he's a crackpot, and no, he will not be elected president of the United States. But Paul Kangor of Grove City College actually argues that Robert Kennedy, yeah, that guy, could actually determine who the next president is. How would that happen? We will get to that and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.